Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 45, Laughing Ecstasy. In this fourth division of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami has described seven kinds of indirect ecstasies of devotional service, which are known as laughing, astonishment, chivalry, compassion, anger, dread, and ghastliness. And so, in this portion, Srila Rupa Goswami further describes these ecstasies of devotional feelings, some being compatible and others incompatible with one another. When one kind of ecstatic devotional service overlaps with another in a conflicting way, that state of affairs is called rasa abhasa, or a perverted presentation of mellows. Expert learned scholars say that laughing is generally found among youngsters or in the combination of old persons and young children. This ecstatic, loving laughing is sometimes also found in persons who are very grave by nature. Once, an old mendicant approached the door of Mother Yashoda's house, and Krishna told Yashoda, "Oh, my dear mother, I do not wish to go near this skinny villain, for if I go there, he might put me within his begging bag and take me away from you." In this way, the wonderful child Krishna began to look at his mother, while the mendicant, who was standing in the doorway, tried to hide his smiling face, although he could not do so. Immediately, the mendicant expressed his smiling. In this instance, Krishna himself is the object of laughing affairs. One of Krishna's friends once informed him, "My dear Krishna, if you will open your mouth, then I shall give you one nice sugar candy mixed with yogurt." Immediately, Krishna opened his mouth, but instead of giving Krishna sugar candy with yogurt, the friend dropped the flower in Krishna's mouth. After tasting this flower, Krishna turned his mouth in a disfigured way, and upon seeing this, all of Krishna's friends who were standing there began to laugh very loudly. A palmist once came to the house of Nanda Maharaj, and Nanda asked him, "My dear sage, will you kindly check the hand of my child Krishna? Please tell me how many years will he live, and whether or not he will become the master of thousands of cows." Upon hearing this, the palmist began to smile, and then Nanda Maharaj asked him, "My dear sir, why are you laughing, and why are you covering your face?" In such a laughing ecstasy of love, Krishna, or matters pertaining to Krishna, are the cause of laughter. In such laughing devotional service, there are symptoms of jubilation, laziness, concealed feelings, and similar other seemingly disturbing elements. According to Srila Rupa Goswami's calculation, laughter in ecstatic love can be broken down into six divisions, and these divisions, according to different degrees of smiling, in the Sanskrit language are called smita, hasita, vihasita, avahasita, apahasita, and atihasita. The six classes of smiling can be classified as either major or minor. The major division includes smita, hasita, and vihasita, and the minor division includes avahasata, apahasata, and atihasata. When one is smiling, but one's teeth are not visible, one can distinctly mark a definite change in the eyes and in the cheeks. This is called smita smiling. Once, when Krishna was stealing yogurt, Jarati, the headmistress of the house, could detect Krishna's activities, and she was therefore coming very hurriedly to catch Krishna. But at the same time, Krishna became very much afraid of Jarati and went to his elder brother Baladev. "Oh, my dear brother, I have stolen yogurt. Just see, Jarati is coming hurriedly to catch me." So when Krishna was thus seeking the shelter of Baladev, because Krishna was being chased by Jarati, all the great sages in the heavenly planets began to smile. This smiling is called smita. Smiling, in which the teeth are slightly visible, is called hasita. One day, Abhimanyu, the so-called husband of Radharani, was returning home. And at that time, Abhimanyu could not see that Krishna was there in his house. So Krishna immediately changed his dress to look exactly like Abhimanyu and then approached Abhimanyu's mother, Jatila, and he addressed her. "Oh, my dear mother, I am your real son, Abhimanyu. But you see, Krishna is dressed up like me and is now coming before you." Jatila immediately believed that Krishna was her own son, and thus she became very angry at her real son, who was just now coming home. Jatila began to drive away her real son, who thus began crying, "Mother, mother, what are you doing?" Upon seeing this whole incident, all the girlfriends of Radharani who were present there began to smile, and a portion of their teeth was visible. This is an instance of hasita. And when the teeth are distinctly visible in a smile, that is called vihasita. One day, when Krishna was engaged in stealing butter and yogurt in the house of Jatila, Krishna assured his friends, "My dear friends, I know that this old lady is now sleeping very profoundly because she is breathing very deeply. So let us silently steal butter and yogurt without making any disturbance." But the old lady Jatila was not sleeping, so she could not contain her smiling, and her teeth immediately became distinctly visible. This is an instance of vihasita. In a state of smiling, when the nose becomes puffed and the eyes squint, that smiling is called avahasita. Once, early in the morning, when Krishna returned home after performing his rasa dance, Mother Yashoda looked upon Krishna's face and addressed him, "My dear son, why do your eyes look like they have been smeared with some oxides? And why have you dressed yourself with the blue garments of Baladev?" And when Mother Yashoda was addressing Krishna in that way, a girlfriend who was nearby began to smile with a puffed nose and squinting eyes. This is an instance of avahasita. The gopi knew that Krishna had been enjoying the rasa dance and that Mother Yashoda could not detect her son's activities. Neither Yashoda could understand how Krishna had been covered with the gopi's eye makeup. So this gopi smiling was in the avahasita feature. When tears from the eyes are added to the smiling and the shoulders are shaking, that smile is called apahasita. When child Krishna was dancing, in response to the singing of the old maidservant Jarati, Narada was astonished. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who controls all the movements of great demigods like Lord Brahma, was now dancing to the indications of an old maidservant. And seeing this fun, Narada also began to dance, and his shoulders trembled, his eyes also moved. Due to Narada's smiling, his teeth also became visible, and on account of the glaring effulgence from the teeth of Narada, the clouds in the skies turned silver. And when a smiling person claps one's hands and leaps in the air, that smiling expression changes into atihasita, or overwhelming laughter. An example of atihasita was manifested in the following incident. Once, Krishna addressed Jarati, "My dear good woman, the skin of your face is now slackened, and so your face exactly resembles that of a monkey. And as such, the king of the monkeys, Bali Mukha, has selected you as his worthy wife." So while Krishna was teasing Jarati in this way, she replied that she was certainly aware of the fact that the king of the monkeys was trying to marry her, but she had already taken shelter of Krishna, the killer of many powerful demons, and therefore she had already decided to marry Krishna instead of the king of the monkeys. Upon hearing this sarcastic reply by the talkative Jarati, all the cowherder girls who were present there began to laugh very loudly and clap their hands. This laughter, accompanied by the clapping of hands, is called atihasita. Sometimes there are indirect sarcastic remarks which also create atihasita circumstances. An example of one such remark is a statement which was made by one of the cowherder girls to Kutila, the daughter of Jatila, and sister of Abhimanyu, the so-called husband of Radharani. Indirectly, Kutila was insulted by the following statement. "Oh, my dear Kutila, daughter of Jatila, your breasts are as long as string beans. They are simply dry and long. Your nose is so gorgeous that it defies the beauty of the noses of the frogs. And your eyes are more beautiful than the eyes of dogs. Why, your lips defy the flaming cinders of fire, and your abdomen is as beautiful as a big drum. Therefore, my dear beautiful Kutila, you are the most beautiful of all the cowherder girls of Vrindavana. And because of your extraordinary beauty, I think you must be beyond the attraction of the sweet blowing of Krishna's flute." Thus ends chapter 45 of Nectar of Devotion, entitled Laughing Ecstasy, recorded April 22, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa, ACBSP, 1974. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.